Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting, a regular public Board of Education meeting for June 15th, 2021. Call to order, 48-hour notice. Opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Here.
Mrs. Passo.
Yes.
Mr. Burns. Mrs. Cartaya.
Yes.
Mr. Patani.
Here.
Mr. Hovender.
Here.
Mr. Avolia.
Here.
Mr. Lucretta. Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino. Mrs. Pollock. Mr. Serena.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of the audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined Committee of the Whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the Committee of the Whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of May 11th, 2021. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reason for discussing and acting on the matter in closed session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serena? Mrs. Passo?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passo?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovender?
Abstain.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie.
There are no student board representative reports tonight, so we'll move right on to our presentations.
Thank you. Can we go to the podium, please?
Yes, sir.
Did you get there somehow?
Yeah.
This way is good.
Yeah, good. Let it crawl into the table. In July, we're going to recognize, again, those retirees that we've had in the district. And as we mentioned in the last board meeting, Colleen, after 23 years of being in the Manasquan School District, she has a new journey, both with some, I'm sure, farm, horses, and dogs, and being out in nature, if that's who you are. And you create a legacy here. You created a school, it was a neighborhood school, which we'll love. And embrace it for King School, I said. With that, my central administrators and I in the Board of Education were given the task of finding someone who could replace the chair, but not the persons. And we did that. We had 93 completed applications and 17 that were in the queue. So in total, there were over 100 applications. We did over 30 interviews. We did four different levels. And to my surprise, a very young, energetic, aspiring administrator rose to the top through a very tense interview with the Board of Education. And in a two-hour discussion, Mrs. Jacqueline Pelea won the job as an ex-principal of the upper elementary school, actually the lower elementary school, in Manasquan. And tonight, on the agenda, the board has a recommendation of Jacqueline Pelea for the lower Manasquan elementary school principal. I just wanted to introduce her this evening. Later on this evening, in executive session, we will discuss and then come out and then vote on these personnel. But I want to do this in the beginning because we have a long agenda. Instead of having you wait here for 2 hours, I want to introduce you now. So just stand up and say hello, Mrs. Pelea.
Hello. Thank you very much, Dr. Keaton. I'm really looking forward to getting started in August. Can we become part of the community? Thank you.
We welcome you.
Thank you.
As usual, I want to thank the Board of Education for their focus on students and children first. And as we often start our meetings, tonight I would like to read that because one of the most important components that we have are the teachers in the classroom. And tonight we're going to congratulate the Teacher of the Month, but before I do that, it takes a special person to teach a child in class to just keep his attention in a world that moves so fast. To show a child he is unique with talents deep inside, to help to build his confidence so he can beam with pride. To show a little patience for a child who's lost his way, to a child who feels abandoned who has seen better days, to inspire and to motivate so a child can learn and grow, to go into this big wide world that has its highs and lows. You are a special person, you always give your best. For every child who has your class, their life is truly blessed. Possibly this year, more than all the other years with all the challenges we have, this poem is true. And tonight, I would really like to congratulate John Driscoll, who was selected as the Teacher of the Month by Alex J. John is also the coordinator of our Finance Academy, which is the longest standing academy in Manasquan, and you always tell me the story, I probably have to ruin it by now, but when you started with your first graduation with 4 students.
2, actually.
Well, let's talk about it again. When you started your graduation, 2 students, and the population. And now you have your graduation. How many did you graduate this year?
We graduated 47 this year.
47.
That's awesome. That was big enough.
The Manasquan Elementary School. And I remember Mrs. Jones, when she was a new teacher here, Colleen, and I asked you if I can go over to observe some teachers, and Justine and I had the opportunity to observe you twice that year. And I was impressed with how focused those children were in a math class. I knew then how special their experience was, and I want to thank you for that publicly. So tonight, well deserved, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan Elementary School, the Teacher of the Month, Justine Jones. Congratulations. Now we have our Students of the Month. I really think the students at Manasquan High School and Elementary School are the best of the best. You can tell every year, especially this year, as they showed up on a daily basis in a pandemic year. Tonight, we recognize those students who have risen above the rest because they're role models for their peers, they're academically motivated, they've demonstrated leadership in and out of the classroom, they're involved in extracurricular activities, and their performance in school and community activities. They really give service to our community. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School June Senior Student of the Month, Alexander Collin. Thank you. said no. I said, okay. So I'd like to get their permission first. Alex is a member of the Keep Club, National Honor Society, Italian Honor Society, Italian Club, Miley Wing Club, and the boys' tennis team. Aside of school, Alex plays in tennis tournaments, takes art classes, helps coach tennis at the Manasquan Yacht Club. Don't worry about the tent on the tennis court. Because as soon as we take the tent down, we have scheduled, Dr. Crowley has scheduled to redo the tennis court, not in green, but in Manasquan blue, right? So it's going to be a brand new service. Alex's favorite subject is Italian, and his favorite teacher is Mr. Driscoll. Alex chose Mr. Driscoll because he is passionate about the classes he teaches, and he never fails to make him laugh. You are funny, John. He has learned valuable financial information in his classes that he can use for the rest of his life. Alex, you like to say anything?
You're a great teacher, Mr. Driscoll.
Well, that's neat, John. Thank you. Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Jacob Palmieri. Jacob. May I read your accomplishments? The Students of the Month receive a certificate of appreciation and achievement, Wally Bucks, and a little medal so they can hopefully hang on their car when they're taking their license. Or maybe not. Jacob is a member of the Key Club, National Honor Society, and the president of the Manasquan Fishing Club. I think that fishing club is awesome.
It is.
And you guys really go out and catch some big fish. I remember reading stories in the Coast Star in Point Pleasant about all the outings that you have.
Yeah.
So you want to say anything about the fishing club?
We had a great tournament in May.
Yeah.
We're calling second place overall and first place in the high school division.
Yeah. And how many members do you have?
We have about 18.
That's right. Great. That's why it's so special. It's something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Neat. Thank you. Outside of school, Jake was a Boy Scout, worked to become an Eagle Scout, and an avid fisherman. Jacob's favorite subject is history. His favorite teacher is Mr. Bryant. Jacob chose Mr. Bryant as his favorite teacher because he makes history interesting and makes a rigorous amount of work doable, and he always finds a way to relate history to the modern day. What more could you say about a teacher than that? Yeah. Being high rigor and making it doable, making it those were admirable things you said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great. The Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School June Sophomore Student of the Month, Samantha Serva. Samantha? Congratulations, Mom and Dad. Awesome. You're welcome. May I read this, Samantha?
Yes.
Thank you. Samantha is a member of the Manasquan High School field hockey team. Outside of school, Samantha serves competitively along the East Coast and has multiple sponsors. So on your surf team as well?
The surf team.
Well, we'll just scratch that. No, you have to be on the surf team. They don't like it. Can you swim?
I can swim.
Okay. She swims next to the surf team. Samantha's favorite, and if anything, I get anything else wrong, please tell me. Samantha's favorite subject is fundamentals of health and wellness. Good. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Glenn. Good. Samantha chose Mr. Glenn because he is constantly going the extra mile for his students to make sure they can continually perform well. His efforts as a teacher are very appreciated. He is a very prepared and straightforward teacher when it comes to assignments, which makes his class easy and enjoyable because having straightforward directions and assignments makes it not stressful to get the work done. He creates a very engaging and entertaining classroom environment, which is one of the reasons she has been able to succeed in his class. He also, I know he used to coach girls ball and now coaches. That's awesome. Thank you for being you, and thank you for taking the surf team so graciously. One of my top 10 all over. Okay. Congratulations. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Freshman Student of the Month, Brad Chapman. Brad? Brad is a member of the eSports team, Drama Club, and is on the track team. And I have to say something about the eSports team, if you wouldn't mind.
No, go ahead.
I mean, they beat Huntington Central, second year, right, in existence.
Yeah.
In the state tournament this year, out of 30 teams, you won in that division.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Actually, I don't think Mrs. Edwards told me about that.
I'm just full of good information. I'll just read what they have on me. Outside of school, Brad takes vocal and bass guitar lessons. He enjoys CrossFit, martial arts, hiking, biking, and golfing. Brad's favorite subject is reading and study skills. His favorite teacher is Miss Badami, thank you. Brad chose Miss Badami because she's always there if anyone needs help. She is nice, kind, and with us. That's also being said about anyone. She is smart and observant of other people's feelings and always inspires me to do my best. So I just said, well, that's who you should call. I should say that.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything?
I would just like to say thank you, Miss Badami, for making me who I am and being such like a, treating me like a son in a similar way. Just thank you so much. I hope to see you next year.
Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Junior Student of the Month, Dylan Harris. Dylan, may I read your accomplishments? Thank you. Dylan is a member of the Manasquan Elementary School Baseball Team. Is that correct? Outside of school, he enjoys playing hockey and baseball. Dylan's favorite subject is social studies, and his favorite teacher is Mrs. Jones. He chose Mrs. Jones because she explains her lessons well, so it's easy to understand what she is teaching.
Would you like to say anything?
Thank you for being here, and thank you for your choice of teacher that fits in right where we're doing. When we conclude tonight, we take a break. I always forget to tell everyone that we do have cookies and coffee there. And if you don't take the cookies and coffee, then we're left. And at the end of the meeting, we have to eat them. We don't want to eat tonight. So you could just take the cookies and coffee with you. I mean, not the containers, just take cups of coffee. And also, we'll have a 5-minute break in with us. Well, more than a year ago, Jesse, Pete, and I, we're in a conference room, and we found out that we were going to be involved in a pandemic. We had to sit down and do a restart. We had to reach out to people that we had confidence in, develop a committee, and we were faced with a challenge. And one of the requisites I had for this challenge was, I said to my team, and then to my administrative team, and to the restart committee, students have to be in school. So somehow, we have to create a safe and secure environment so students can be in school. And to that end, and I can't thank the nursing staff enough. I know Jacqueline Sissenstein isn't here tonight, neither is Cheryl Montalis, but Peg Chupo is. And Peg and I became connected by telephone. I mean, we had daily conversations about what was going on. So we could stay on top of the COVID cases that we had, so we could ensure that we could stay in session. So we didn't have to take long breaks out of school. And we worked diligently and tirelessly with the committee. With that, I was blessed to have Dr. Elizabeth Martin, who's here this evening, behind the pole. Actually emailed us, and we asked if she would mind joining us, and she did. And she was actively engaged with working on keeping us safe, secure, and current, which was so important. Because you often say, follow the science. But as the science changes on a daily basis and you don't know who to listen to, people like Dr. Martin are so valuable. So I want to thank tonight the Board of Education members who are on that restart committee, my administrators who are on that restart committee, and those from the community that want to restart committee. Because without you, we would not have weathered the storm the way we did. And really believe that here at Manasquan, we did a wonderful job, the children, to keep them safe, secure, and in session. And that was so important. So tonight, I would like to mention those people on the restart committee. And what we have for them is a picture of Manasquan High School on a stand with your name, the restart committee, and the year. So just to say thank you, as well as a certificate of appreciation. Dr. Peter Frawley, just wave, say hello. I already gave you your thing. Ryan Bassaman, is Ryan here? No. Ryan was valuable. Bruce Baldwin, Bruce, thank you. Cheryl Montalis, who couldn't be with us tonight. Jean Yutani, our board president. Peg Chufo, Peg. Come up and give you yours, Peg. Friday and Saturday night, getting phone calls from my school nurse was awesome. I mean, that's how committed we were, to make sure that we could be open on Monday, and we made sure everybody was traced. We traced every case except one. That's amazing. It truly is. Sitting here tonight with everything behind us, and, you know, clear skies in front of us, you just don't remember those days when we were under that cloud. It was awful. But thank you for that. Rick Apola, who will be here shortly. Rob Goodall, Robert Billy Principal, who's there. Colleen Graziano, Leslie Kenny. Joe Lafredo, who's not here today. Megan Minetta, and Dr. Elizabeth Martin. Dr. Martin. And I'll never forget, April 19th, we wanted to bring back all the students. And I asked Dr. Martin if she would mind that we have a opportunity to speak to the staff. And she never hesitated. She said, fine. And she spoke to the staff, answered all the questions with Peg, and it just, there was so much anxiety and it eased it. And a virtual hug, you truly don't understand how much I appreciate you.
It was my honor. I was very happy to be able to be a part of this and to be able to help and actually see all this come together, so.
Thank you very much. Jesse Place. Jesse, you want to come and get yours? No, I couldn't
buy you. You're welcome to review my accomplishments.
I don't have enough pages. Fred Serino. Fred, thank you. And of course, Jackie Stesenstein, which I said. Thank you to my restart committee members, because I get you are just so valuable. Gina, I think that's the end of our presentation.
That is.
So now, please have some cookies and coffee. So I don't have any. And have a great night. Or after 5 minutes, you're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the week. Thank you.
Now move on to our principal reports.
Sure. From the lower elementary school, K to 4, Ms. Graziano.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. First, I just wanted to mention, since each month we do talk about transitions, and as all of you know, the big transition with removing masks, and especially with the primary playground, we were able to take down the fences, and the children were able to play amongst each other and the other classes, their classmates and other cohorts, so we didn't have to separate them any longer. And just to be able to see everyone's faces, see the little ones smiling, and their first day on that playground, it was absolutely wonderful. They were so excited, and it was just a great moment. So it's a wonderful way to end an incredible school year. So, And in regards to the masks being optional, we do have, you know, students that are still wearing masks and staff members still wearing masks. And I have to say, all of our students, everyone, extremely respectful and understanding, because there's a variety of reasons of why we have certain students and staff members who need to wear their masks still. And it really has been a wonderful transition. So.
Rick?
Recently, we just had our spring band and chorus combined concert, and it was a wonderful evening. And I have to say a very big thank you to both Mr. Clark, who is our band director, and Mrs. Gordon, our chorus director. They had such a challenging year, along with everyone else, to begin with a school year, not being able to start with their students, and then begin small virtual lessons, moving into working with small students just in their same cohorts. It wasn't until later, after the second half of the school year, they could start working with bigger groups of students. And what they were able to accomplish with them and how they performed, they were adorable and they were so proud, and they should be because of how hard they worked. It was amazing to see the numbers that they performed and just how excited they were to be on that stage just performing again for everyone. So that was a wonderful evening. Last month I mentioned our preschool had their Mother's Day tea. They just recently had donuts with Dad and special guests, grandparents, uncles. We had a variety of guests with us, and they had an awesome day. And the preschool teachers did an incredible job planning the activity. They also planned a art craft that they did. They did model airplanes that they did, and it was just adorable. They had a wonderful day. And I have to commend Miss Melillo and Miss Sake for the hard work they put into their entire preschool program and designing the activities that they do on a daily basis, and large scale events like they do with Mother's Day tea and donuts for Dad. And now they're preparing for the preschool graduation, which is another awesome, awesome activity. Our grade three students just recently had their STEM Olympics. The third grade teachers do an incredible job of planning a variety of stations that the students rotate between, in which they have challenges that they have to accomplish, and they have to use a design process and use their creative thinking to be able to work through the stations. They do that in the back of the school on the blacktop. And again, this year it's become an annual event. This is their third year, and they do an absolutely wonderful job, and the kids have a great, great time doing it. And our kindergartners, kindergarten teachers right now are planning next week for their annual end of the year celebration, which is like a mini field day. And they take the students out on the primary playground, and once again, they have classroom coordinators that come in and help, and they rotate through a variety of stations on the primary playground. So we're looking forward to that. Next, we are at the end of the school year. We just completed our final diagnostic assessment from our new math program, iReady, from Ready Math, and we are also working on just completing our last running records for our language arts program, from our reading program. And so we are working now and coordinating all the end of the year data and looking at our students' growth from the beginning of the school year till now, which is very exciting to see. So we're working on that in grade levels and then vertical articulation meetings. And last, a lot of work right now is going into finalizing details for all of the summer programs that we have at the elementary school, from our summer skills program to our STEM camps to our ESL program to the extended school year program and a variety of other activities that are going on. So it's a lot of work that we're currently working on together with Mrs. Mineta, but we're excited to have all of our programs back this summer. It was awesome last year, but this year we have everything back, so we're really excited about that. All yours, Mrs. Mineta.
Well, before we go there, Megan, if we could, I just want to throw this out to the board, since the first thing you said was about the voluntary removal of the masks that we just did. Reasons that we did that, of course, we followed the science, and we took a look, and I spoke to three different doctors about that. And because of where the cases are in New Jersey, I expect the infection rate to keep going down. And if that continues, for all the summer programs that we have, I'd like to maintain masks being voluntary as well. But what I would like to see do is, because the numbers aren't excessive in our programs, I think that in the classrooms themselves, you can keep students between 3 and 6 feet apart when they're seated at their desks.
Yes.
I don't feel that there's a need to make a mask mandate. I think if we continue the voluntary as we're going, and that sets us up for moving to September to see exactly where the state is and to see what the executive orders are from the governor. We have sort of made a step forward in regards to what we feel, and I'd like to maintain that. We're going to keep a close eye on what's going on in the state, and hopefully we won't have to readjust. But I still would like to keep some distance, if you could. Good?
No problem.
Okay, so even Robin High School, I don't see the need just for a voluntary, the mask, which is still going to be voluntary during our summer programs as well. Pete, you want to say anything about that?
No, I think it's spot on. We're heading in the right direction. We keep going in that direction.
Okay. I ask Pete because the Board of Health, they call him all the time, which is good. They don't call me, so, and he talks to me and I call them. So, but anyway, so, good. All right, good. Now, Ms. Miller.
Thank you. One of the things I just want to mention about the masks also is that we made sure that communication went out to our Spanish-speaking families. That was translated, easy to understand, so that everybody in our community was on the same page about the voluntary mask mandate. So, you know, it's something we're really committed to, making sure that essential communications are provided in a translated manner so that we're being, you know, equitable in our communications.
And if I could just say one thing about that, because if I don't, I'll forget by the time you're finished. I just want to thank Mrs. Kenny and Mr. Goodall and Ms. Minetta for your due diligence in sending us a qualified candidate. We will be appointing a guidance counselor tonight that actually is of a Spanish ethnicity as well as being able to speak Spanish as well. So I think that's going to be something that's going to help us when we send out our different emails and different blasts on the Honeywell that we can do them now bilingually. So make a point. But thank you for your due diligence in doing that. You gave us an excellent candidate we'll be approving tonight. So awesome.
So thank you everyone for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. It has been a busy but very rewarding season here at Manasquan Elementary School. Our 5-8 students have been experiencing a variety of great events at the end of the year. We had a very successful first time 8th grade trip to Pine Grove that it replaced the traditional 8th grade overnight trip, which we were not able to do this year, but the kids had a wonderful day there. You see in the bottom right-hand corner here, they had a very intense game of Gaga going on in Pine Grove's Gaga Stadium that they have built. There were many, many smiles that day, and it was warm and gorgeous, and the children got to enjoy all that Pine Grove had to offer, so it was a great day. We thank Pine Grove for their hospitality, and the kids just really were thrilled with the opportunity, so that was great. As Mrs. Graziano mentioned, our band and chorus concert went off beautifully under the tent. It was a great way for us to showcase our students, get our community back, rally together around the arts, and something that we're looking forward to having a lot of our musicians continue on with their musical studies at MES and also at MHS. Mr. Clark and Mrs. Gordon are both really committed to developing the program at Manasquan Elementary School so that it continues to be a strong program at Manasquan High School, and it's something we thank them for. We also had our athletic awards event, which was not without a little extra excitement with a power outage just as we were about to get started, but not even a power outage could dampen the excitement of the evening. Our athletes came out in force along with their families. It was a beautiful night, great speeches. We were able to induct our Hall of Fame inductees from Manasquan Elementary School this year. And of course, the traditional speeches by our coaches, and everybody was very appreciative of that opportunity as well. We had a brief but really heartwarming National Junior Honor Society induction ceremony here at the Manasquan High School Auditorium. Thank you for your hospitality. The children did a great job talking about the meaning of the various candles as they lit them, and we were thrilled to be able to induct so many members into our National Junior Honor Society. Our advisor, Ms. Slidden, does a great job with the program, and the kids did a beautiful job. We want to thank our physical education teachers, Jeff Camiro and Gina DiMattia, who put on a series of really fantastic field day activities for our children. We do field day for 5th, 6th, and 7th grade, and our kids had a great time. There were tug of war and soccer. There was all kinds of great activities going on, some really spirited competition, and the children had a great time. We want to say thank you. It was a lot of extra work for them this year to plan activities that they felt were safe and appropriate for our current times, and also to kind of keep kids appropriately distanced, but it felt very normal despite their extra efforts to make sure it was extra safe. We have just wrapped up our honors placement testing in grades 6 and 7, so we will use that as one piece of our decision-making when we think about the appropriate courses for our kids to go into in 7th and 8th grade at Manasquan Elementary School. Again, that's just one piece, but it does give us some insight into the content that our kids have learned and are prepared for as they move forward. And right now, our kids are actually wrapping up their final exams as well. There have been a lot of furrowed brows and, you know, furious scribbling going on, but they're ready, and I know our teachers have really prepared them. The kids felt confident. I was asking them when they came out of their tests, how to go, and they were saying that they felt they did well. So final exams are going very well. So looking ahead, we have some really exciting activities to wrap up the year. On Thursday night, we have our academic awards, which we're thrilled to present to many of our students in grades 6 through 8. We have our annual beach walk event for our 7th and 8th graders. That's this coming Friday. So they'll be heading up there on a beautiful day, as it turns out. So that's very exciting for all of us. And then our 8th grade dance is this coming Friday night under the tent. Our parents are furiously getting ready for decorations, and it's going to be a great event. And then, of course, we have our 8th grade commencement exercises coming up on the 22nd, which is going to be outdoors on the Warrior Field, and we cannot wait for that as well. As Ms. Graziano mentioned, we have summer programs coming up. We have an ESL summer program. We have summer programs in math. We have a bridge course for algebra. So we're looking forward to welcoming the students over the summer, making sure. One of the things that we did this year was we made sure that our ESL program is running at a separate time than our summer skills classes so that our ESL students could attend both our ESL summer program and benefit from our summer skills program, so that hopefully some of those students will be actually seeing twice over the course of the summer to keep their skills really sharp and make sure that they're ready for us in the fall. And one of the big things that happens at the end of every year is we are planning and thinking about scheduling and doing a lot of prep work for next year so that we're ready to hit the ground running in the fall. Like I said, lots of exciting things going on. You'll see we had the ice cream truck there at the end of the eighth grade field trip, which was, you know, a nice cap on the event. But it's a lot about the kids' smiles at this time of year and the pride on the faces of the parents at all these events. So while it's a lot of work to put these events on, it's all worth it to see the smiles on the kids' faces and those looks of pride for the parents.
Thank you. And I do want to thank the administrators who are here this evening, as well as the my central administrators, and my event planner, Ms. Kenny, for making my vision of having a tent become a reality and making it successful. And, you know, I want to thank Mr. Goodall for all the filters that he had, with all the pushback you got from the community regarding changing venues and not using a tent before they even knew what the tent was. And I think we sit here today successful, and having seen many children enjoy the venue that the tent provided, including the Night with the Stars that lasted long into the night last night, which I think was wonderful. So I do want to thank you for that, because a lot of times I have visions of things I would like to accomplish, and I can't do it alone. And you help us get it done for the students, so thank you for that. The tent has been successful as I sit here tonight on the 15th, with only 6 more nights of the tent left. Mr. Goodall.
21 days of fun.
21 days. And you were at all 21, and I thank you for that.
As I'm starting, we're celebrating our kids at the end of the year, and following up on what Dr. Cajun is saying, I just want to thank the board for your generosity and support, giving us the resources. As the tent kind of joins us in the meeting, if you look out the window, you can't help but notice it. And Dr. Cajun and Dr. Crowley and Mr. Place, everybody who's been a part, all the advisors, making it a great end of the year for kids during an unprecedented school year. And these were just some of the highlights that the high school had. We had senior and junior proms. Many schools did not have them. And it was Club Squan out there on June 5th and June 11th. Our, you know, the feedback I got from the kids was it was an amazing time. And, you know, that makes me proud of the staff here and everyone involved to do that for the kids. We had academic recognitions, National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society. Tomorrow night, Mrs. Kenny will have senior awards. We had Academy graduations, the Academy of Finance, we had Academy of Engineering. I know we had Performing Arts earlier this afternoon, and we'll have Academy of Health Careers as well during the week. So everyone has used it to its fidelity, and it really has brought a nice closure to the school year. And look forward to the baccalaureate dinner on Monday night to close out the tent marquee of 2021. And congratulations to our boys lacrosse team that captured the South Jersey Group Sectional State Championship, and they were also the Beat South Divisional Championships. I want to thank and congratulate Coach Cunningham and his staff, the excellent job he did getting the boys in what was an upset for the championship. So great job by the boys lacrosse team. We have a number of other athletes who have accomplished stuff, but I don't want to jinx them because they're still participating. And I'm hoping they bring home the tournament and the champion medal for the community. So good luck to them. And finally, just from an academic standpoint, I've been selling Project Lead the Way since I became principal here at Manasquan. And just to report, I'm really proud. In next year, its first year inception, we'll be offering in our engineering strand as we try to reinvent that academy. Intro to Engineering Design and Principles of Engineering will be our new courses, and we have 100 students enrolled in those classes for the first year. We plan on offering, depending on interest, civil engineering and architecture and aerospace engineering the following year to give us 4 courses, and then to start a biomedical science strand with the suggestion of principles of biomedical science and human body systems, and also a computer science strand, computer science essentials, and then computer science principles, and then you get into your AP classes. So this would all formulate over a 3-year period a STEM academy, which really makes our kids the most competitive applying to colleges and universities, especially if they want to focus on the sciences and engineering. And then finally, the finality of graduation. We are making all preparations beginning on Thursday will be our first practice for the 136th annual commencement ceremony at Manasquan High School. So we look forward to that.
To that point, don't forget this year, on the 22nd, we have the 8th grade promotion graduation ceremony on the high school football field. If it rains, your rain date is the Thursday of that week. And then on Wednesday, we have the high school with their graduation, which is on the 23rd. If it rains for your night, you're on Thursday as the rain date. If it rains on Thursday, there is no third date. We move inside, okay? But as far as we would like to have, do everything we can to have it on the high school field. So we're given 1 rain date for both schools. So I just want to make sure everyone knows that. And we did put that out to the community already, correct? Yes. So we were very timely with that. The community did get notice of that, probably about 6 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we set it at a public board meeting. So thank you for all you do. I truly appreciate it. Are there any questions? Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment, if you could pass along to the teachers, particularly in the elementary school, thanks of how they handled the mask optional, particularly in the lower grades. I mean, my children really came home understanding that it was at everyone's own option, and you know, I wish I could take my first grader out with me into the world to explain it to everybody I work with. So they really did a nice job with yet another transition.
It says a lot. Thank you, Alexis. Awesome. That concludes the presentation.
Okay. So now we'll move us on to our public forum on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officers and shall give their name, addresses, and group, if any, they represent. Although the board encourages public participation and reserves the right through the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure that all board members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations in terms of and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included on this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard?
Good evening, Matt Koenig, Curtis Avenue from Manasquan, New Jersey. I just wanted to come tonight and just say thank you to the Board of Education, the administration, Dr. Cajun, and the faculty and students for really just having a great year and navigating difficult circumstances. To the Board of Education and administration, I want to thank you for taking the bold steps in September to open up and go with the hybrid model, even when other districts were not doing anything. To the faculty, thank you for your trust in not only the administration, but also in your students and your community for being able to operate in a safe environment. And to our students, thank you to your grit and determination to gut through this unprecedented time and the school year. Kudos to you all. You know, as we look forward to the upcoming year, there's one need that I see on the horizon that needs to be addressed. And it's really how we'll address the significant need for mental health and mental health awareness with our children. Selfishly, I ask because I look at the freshman class, and early on in this year, we addressed, you know, their performance versus previous year's quarter, and Mrs. Kenny and Mr. Goodall were on top of that and really and seeing the need to incorporate things that were lacking and also in what would be those next steps. But my ask is really that we take a full year look at where we are now and where we are quarter to quarter versus previous years, but also what has been the progression or recession, whatever it may have been. But I really believe we need to take a strong look at these children and really create a proactive approach with them. My ask is that we would make sure that Mrs. Kenny and her team have the resources that are necessary to make sure that each one of these freshmen that are currently in ninth grade, that they would be met with in person or virtually and scheduled in advance as soon as possible. I know that we have an incoming class coming in and that's a priority as well, but I find it hard to believe that each one of our freshmen through the challenges that they've faced this year have not necessarily had that face-to-face or that virtual one-on-one. Because I know, I have a 15-year-old and he's not gonna seek it out. And I believe that there's many of them that are just like him. And so that's my plea. Let's face it, you know, this year, this past fall, you know, the climate in our nation has trickled down to the very extreme local levels. You know, from the great political divide that was going on and the constant 24-hour news cycle to everything with, you know, masks or unmasked or pull up your mask or harassment from other students to whether they are vaccinated or not vaccinated at this point. The pressures that are mounting on our children are incredible. And my ask is that we just make sure that we attribute and really kind of put forth the resources necessary to our children. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Would anyone else like to be heard on agenda items? So we'll move on to the second public forum. Would anyone like to be heard on any items that are on the agenda or not on the agenda. Seeing no one, we'll move on to our discussion items. I will turn it back over to Dr. Kasian.
Thank you. Regarding education, curriculum, and technology, I want to just for a second ask Ms. Kenny about what we spoke about today, about that committee you're putting together and the posting we're doing. If you just tell the board about that, I think it's a nice segue to what was spoken about at the microphone. So if you could, what our focus is going to be come this summer and the fall.
Absolutely. So Dr. Kasian and I met this morning with Mrs. Rutter, our social worker, our in-house social worker. We're very grateful for, you know, the support that we've already had in place, but even the ones that we're going to continue to have moving forward. We will have the addition of a counselor for our English language learner population, who is going to really be able to help but essentially provide greater supports for our families. We also have increased hours for all of our school counselors this summer. In addition to, we have an 11-month counselor. Every one of my counselors will be in the buildings this summer, which is so important for being able to touch base with each and every student throughout the summer. You know, I tell parents when they come in all the time, we're here, we're really busy. We have, you know, registrations going on. You know, we work full days in the summer. So for any students that are coming in and need that support, the counselor will be available and here each and every day. Additionally, this morning, our conversation centered around putting together a committee in the summer for SEL. We're basically coming up with an SEL, we called it an initiative and programming committee, where we're going to have teachers on both sides of the street sit down and, you know, SEL is a very, it's one of the buzzwords right now, obviously. And I think there are so many curriculums out there already. And, you know, rather than reinvent the wheel, our job is going to be to review and look at curriculum, see what we can incorporate, see what resources we already have, take these different types of programs that we potentially can use, and work together to do a school-wide initiative and program. We talked about doing, you know, small groups, having a weekly, you know, SEL goal in mind. You know, there's different districts that do different types of programs, but Ms. Rutter and I spoke specifically this morning about reviewing curriculums with other teachers and putting together programs throughout the course of next year to be able to assist our students who are certainly going to come back with need. You know, we said not only the gaps in learning, but obviously the, you know, the students who have been home, the students who have been, you know, going to work, how are we going to get these students and connect with them? And I think for us, the biggest thing is to be able to start with a group of faculty and staff members that are on board with us in doing, you know, something as simple as a school spirit committee, where they come in and every week we have a different, a different goal. I think moving forward, you know, we're going to be able to do great work with this committee. Again, we're going to post for the start of the committee during the summer hours, and then roll it out and kind of take a deeper look into it when the school year begins. So I think it's you know, obviously perfect timing to increase other social emotional learning programs in buildings, and with an additional, you know, school counselor and an additional you know set of people.
And of course, we have to identify the needs that our children have first. And I think that comes from the old-fashioned face-to-face discussions that we have with our counselors. And that's one thing we just talked about this morning as well. Not only our incoming freshmen and our sophomores, but our juniors and seniors as well. I think that the guidance counselors have to reach out and have meetings with the students so we can identify what those needs are and then incorporate programs around that. It can't just be programmatic, and we know that. It's got to be person to person, and that's what we have in September now that we're back to, you know, normalcy as we know it. And that's one of the big reasons why I would like to see, when we talked about masks, having students be able to see faces again, which makes a big difference.
Our INRS committees, our crisis teams, meeting, you know, essentially more on a more regular basis moving forward and really identifying students who are at risk for various reasons, and then assigning assigning those students to specific social workers, ELL counselors, mm-hmm. you know, to find out exactly how we can support these students is going to be even greater of a priority moving forward next year.
Yeah, the INRS committee has to be very active next year. So thank you for that. We are on it. Regarding policies and regulations, one of the policies that you have is the Bridge Year Pilot Program, and it's not talking about Rick's Bridge Year Program. This Bridge Year is a little different, and I'll just read one paragraph before I turn it over to Mr. Place to explain. As you can see, 5460.02, the New Jersey Commissioner of Education has established a three-year Bridge Year Pilot Program, under which each school district with a high school shall offer students in the graduating classes 2021 and 2022 the opportunity to pursue a bridge year during the year immediately following their senior year of high school in accordance with the provisions PL 2020. The purpose of the Bridge Year Pilot Program shall be to provide participating students an additional year to address learning loss and missed opportunities in extracurricular activities, including spring sports programs, as a result, and it's only spring sports programs, by the way, as a result of the public health state of emergency caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. And that was a policy you did get in the Friday packet. And I just wanted to focus on it because it is a mandated policy, and it came out May 21st. So, Jesse, you want to say anything about that, or was I good with that?
Spot on.
Two spot ons in one night. I am getting better. Okay, any questions about this at all? Because it is different, and it's necessary. Okay. Also, you received all the policies and regs in your Friday packet. We have first readings tonight. Any questions about any of those? Jesse, you have anything to say about any of the policies that we have on here?
Yeah, if anyone didn't have time to read the 200 pages of policy revisions, I can summarize them quickly.
I read them.
It looks like a lot more than it is. A lot of these are technical corrections. The first one, bylaw 131, this is essentially our policy about policies. There's one change there that would allow one substantive change that would allow us to abolish policies after one reading instead of two readings. That was recommended by Stress SMA, our policy vendor, just so that if statutes or regulations change, we can do that quickly and not have to wait 2 months. 3134, assignment of extra duties. Again, this kind of sounds like more than it is, because most of our duties are governed by our collective bargaining agreements for teachers, and that still speaks to them. It does note in that policy, the board does have the right under law to assign a qualified teaching staff member to an extracurricular assignment. Should we have a vacancy that we can't fill, we don't usually have that problem because almost all of our stipends are paid and we have no problem filling them. Lots of pages were taken up by the evaluation policies. We have four different categories of teaching staff employees. And again, those policies were really just kind of cleanups to the language about current regulations. There was a date change where we had to submit our rubrics to the Department of Ed by August 1st instead of June 1st. Minor revisions due to the COVID accommodations that were put in, like referencing how documents can be electronic instead of on paper. So again, a bulk of those changes were just technical in all four of those policies. 4146 is non-renewal of non-tenured support staff members. That was mostly updated to reflect a recent commissioner decision that said you don't have to notify non-tenured support staff members of their employment status for the following year by May 15th. So for certified employees, we're obligated to let them know by May 15th every year if they have a position in the district for the following year. This codifies that it's not for non-tenured support staff members. The school nutrition programs policy, again, just pretty technical changes along with that federal program. School district travel, travel for employees is a pretty heavily regulated policy. If I have to drive to the county office, I have to fill about four different forms out in order to get reimbursement. So, this was kind of an interesting situation. If you look at that, almost the whole policy is changing at this point. They took a lot from the policy and put it into the regulation. Again, it's not much that we have discretion over. But you're going to see just a ton of strikeouts and then a ton of bolds, that put some stuff in there. So again, nothing really substantive changing. And then the three policies that were repealing, one of which I'll just point out was that 1649 That was the family's first coronavirus response act. That was the federal law that went into effect at the beginning of the pandemic last spring 2020. And most of those provisions expired on December 31st this past year. So that's why we're repealing it at this point.
But I think it is noteworthy to focus on the travel policy and who is the final say in travel in the district. I should quiz the board on that, who you would say would be the final person. But I won't do that because you'd be surprised. Who is the person who makes the final decision on travel? Mr. Place?
I believe it's Dr. Crawley.
It is Dr. Crawley, our business administrator, the person in charge of the purse strings.
Right.
Yes, Dr. Crawley.
In charge of travel, got it.
Okay. It's in good hands. Regarding finance, anything you'd like to add for finance?
Yeah, I do want to just bring up one thing. There's not a bullet there, I know, but I'd like to draw your attention to recommendations for resolutions 44 through 46. These are on every year. I just want, and I think I spoke about it last year as well, but just to kind of remind you, these are end-of-the-year resolutions that establish maximums that we can contribute to these reserve accounts, capital reserve, maintenance reserve, and tuition reserve, as a part of the conclusion of the audit. So we'll undergo the audit, we'll kind of tie up all the loose ends that happen at the end of the year, our final tuition billings, our final appropriations, that unspent money. Once that final number is arrived at, this approves us to deposit them into those reserve accounts. Those are not, in other words, those are not $150,000 deposits into those accounts. Those are just establishing maximums for deposits into those accounts. With regards to building grounds and facilities, and namely the construction of the field house, just to update everyone, as is happening with construction everywhere in the country, there are some issues with the supply chain of the field house, particularly with the delivery of steel. So the field house project itself, from start to finish, is about a six-month project. Unfortunately, we were hoping to start that mid-March. That got pushed to, mid-April, really. That got pushed to maybe early June. Now that's pushed a little further back to early to mid-August. The reason that's the case is they're ready to put shovels in the ground. We're under contract. You'll even see there's a small payment application on this agenda to be approved for their bonding costs. But that's purely being driven by the delivery of steel. So phase one of that project is all the site work, the laying, doing all the underground utility work, as well as laying a foundation for the field house. The second phase of that is actually erecting it and putting up the steel and skinning the building. Since they know at this point we're probably not going to get a steel delivery till early December, we kind of discussed it didn't make sense to disrupt the whole property for an additional 3 months if we didn't have to, so they're going to fully mobilize and start that site work in early August. We're now looking at a substantial completion date of early April. So Rob Notley, our construction manager, has reached out to the steel manufacturer to kind of let him know our situation, namely that we're a school district and a lot of our programs rely on getting in this building. They were responsive to that and said if something does happen in the supply chain, if another contract falls through, we'll be there to be bumped up. So we'll keep you apprised of that timeline, but that's where we're at for now. Unfortunately, the steel is kind of out of our hands.
And regarding the project, and Pete alluded to 44, 45, and 46 on the agenda, where you're approving tonight to deposit current year surplus and capital reserve not to exceed $150,000. 45 says to deposit current year surplus and tuition reserve not to exceed $150,000. And 46, surplus and maintenance reserve at $150,000. A school district that is sound, on a sound foundation for his budgetary procedures, talks about putting money in those three accounts. So over the last 7 years, we've been sound in our financial planning. We've been on point. Every project has been on time and under budget, and we've never exceeded our budget here. So our bond rating is A or?
AA plus.
AA plus. So I'm only saying that for any rumors out there that the reason we decided to go with a shared service agreement was because the district was bankrupt. We're far from bankrupt. We're in a very good place right now. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah, just to kind of follow up, that would be in excess of our budgeted capital reserve deposit of $109,000. So that's as a result of this year's surplus roll, that is what those deposits would represent.
Good. Okay. That concludes the, unless there are any questions or discussion, the committee of the whole. Can I go write the superintendent's report?
Yes, you can.
Thanks, Gene. Enrollment, total enrollment, 1,522, high school, 993, elementary school, 528. In regards to fire drills and bus evacuations, the high school, May 13th and May 19th, they had the fire drill and shelter-in-place drill, alternative school on the same dates, and the elementary school, the 20th and the 27th. So we fulfilled our obligations for having our drills according to the statutes of the state of New Jersey. Our monthly report for harassment, intimidation, bullying, we had one incident in the high school, which was not a harassment, intimidation, bullying, and one incident in the elementary school, which was also concluded after the investigations not being harassment, intimidation, and bullying. And with that, I'm now going to turn to Mr. Place, our assistant superintendent. Do you have anything else to add about technology or anything else?
Sure, just briefly with the technology. So we're beginning the process of collecting student laptops beginning tomorrow in high school, elementary school on Thursday and Friday, and then high school again through next week. So we'll be putting information out. We've already put information out to students, teachers, and we'll put something out to parents kind of the end of this week. It's a daunting task that we undertake every year to surface all those devices. If you've never seen like 1,200 laptops all in one place, feel free to come this summer. We'll give you a tour. We're also making, I should also note, you know, we go through the process of course, issue devices for students at the beginning of next school year. However, we are conscious of the fact that many students are involved in our summer programs, and depending on the programs and if those students have a need for devices, you know, we've committed to getting them their devices early to be able to fully participate in those summer programs. So that's on the radar for technology.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing else. Thank you.
Awesome. Now our Director of Curriculum and Instruction, Mr. Capole. And Mr. Capole, I do want to thank you for your efforts in creating those programs for the summer, and as well as reaching out to the sending districts and offering them seats in those programs, which I know some of them did take advantage of. So I want to thank you for your due diligence and your fidelity in doing that.
Thank you. I'll start with our summer programs. Dr. Cajun and Mr. Goodall started talking about. So as I mentioned last month, we're running two programs at the high school, and I'm working closely with Ms. Kenny and Mr. Goodall as we're starting to put these together. Our first is our freshman Warrior Academy. That will be for incoming eighth graders. And again, we did reach out to incoming ninth graders, excuse me. We did reach out to our sending districts. We took a look at enrollment, which closed on June 7th. We did get over 25 students that were interested in participating in a program that will highlight skills in English, math, and science. So we're in the process now of setting up a schedule for that to welcome those students in August to help them to transition to high school. And the high school does a great job in putting together a comprehensive year-long program in that transition. We thought that this was a key piece, and we were glad to see that we had that many people, that many students and families interested. The second program is the 10th grade bridge program, which we're still talking about, and that's we're going to identify students who are rising 10th graders who maybe need the support in remediation or any kind of skills that they need help with. That'll be science, that'll be math, that'll be English, and also world language. So, you know, it's an opportunity as, you know, we talk about our students and their social and emotional well-being. You know, we feel as a district it's important to have school open this summer and to welcome students and families in to kind of keep a seamless interaction and communication with them. So we're excited about these programs. The elementary school, Ms. Graziano and Ms. Vanetta put together a great program across the street that they had talked about. So we're open for business this summer, and we're happy about it. And, you know, as we see kids come through without masks and we see our teachers interact with them, we feel we're going to have a very meaningful summer with these programs. So we'll report out on that a little more as we get closer. As Ms. Graziano said, we had completed our last diagnostic for ReadyMath, and the feedback that I'm getting anecdotally is extremely positive on student growth from the second diagnostic to the third, which we're very excited about. Mr. Mirren and I met today. We talked about some of the reports the teachers were coming with. We're going to take a look at that data as we go into the summer, and we're obviously going to make up these individualized plans that we talked about a couple months ago to keep students at that high growth level. So we'll be ready to report out on that as we get into August and September. We're also setting up dates for our middle school science curriculum review for next year. That is going to be a major focus for us. to adopt a new curriculum in our middle school science, so we're going to, we have meetings planned, and we have our teachers involved with that. I also had meetings on both sides of the street, our elementary and our high school, about a professional development plan for next year. Teachers were very willing to participate in how they want to be trained, and you know, some of the key areas where they want to focus on. Then I'm talking with Dr. Cajun and the building principals about that as we develop that plan. And one of the key areas that that all teachers identified was more training in SEL. They feel it's a need for their students, and it's also a need for our staff in the building as well. So the other thing, we're set for curriculum writing. We have a number of different courses and revisions and audits that we're doing. The training for that with teachers will be on June 28th. It was a very positive thing because it was such a difficult year in the building. We had a lot of teachers that wanted to be back, you know, in the building and working and being a part of this process, and that's really a credit to them after a challenging year. And the key thing about that was we have a couple new courses that we're writing on both sides of the street, and you know, talking with Ms. Kenny and our building principals, you know, any of the new courses that we have coming in is not necessarily going to interrupt any of the old courses that we offered, anything in the rotations that we have at the high school or the elementary school. So we're able to creatively schedule where all those, you know, those courses are going to be available. And the last thing I'd say is just to reiterate what everyone else has said. It's been a great end of the year, just with all these end of the year events, and you know, being fortunate enough to see students celebrate and parents able to come in and see what the, you know, kids have done. And I thank the board and Dr. Cajun for their support with that, and also I compliment the building principals in putting all these programs together. It's a very difficult thing, and to have all this condensed, it's just been an amazing job. I was at the Academy of Engineering graduation today with Mr. Goodall and Ms. Edwards. Did a great job. We also had our first graduation for our Academy of Performing Arts, which was outstanding. And so they've done a really good job. And the final thing I would say about that is that, you know, it's a great thing if over a course of a very tough year where we've actually instituted and developed programs in a pandemic year. For our Academy of Performing Arts to have their first graduation and to go through this, to watch kids you know, dance and perform and show all the artwork that they've done, it's really a credit to everybody as to how our students and our teachers have thrived in a difficult year. And so it's a real positive thing, a great way to go into next year. So thank you.
Thank you. Now our report of our Director of School Counseling Services, Ms. Kenny.
Moving forward, they're all excited to finish out the senior year, and most of them, or many of them, are committed to going away to two or four-year schools. We have 174 students that sent a total of 1,074 applications to 275 colleges. Every year that we do these statistics, they seem to, you know, grow a little bit with the amount of schools that the students are applying to and where they are being accepted and where they're eventually, you know, landing, where they're attending. Our alternative academy will be graduating 9 students this year, which is, you know, wonderful for the students who are in the academy right now, some of which, you know, may not have graduated on time with their class had it not been for this program. So we're really proud of the alternative academy and how much it's grown over the past couple of years. As I mentioned before, the counselors are finishing up scheduling, working with students for next year, but also kind of finishing the students, you know, final grades and working with students who are, you know, essentially, you know, still, you know, looking for help or might need some things to kind of wrap up loose ends before the end of the school year. Tomorrow night, we have our senior award / scholarship night. We're planning for that event also outside. We have presenters, community member presenters. We have staff members. We are anticipating probably close to about 300 people in attendance for this event, so it's always one of our best nights where we get to recognize the accomplishments of our current senior class. Additionally, Ms. Busco and Ms. Rutter are hosting a mental health first aid training this summer. It's 2 evening sessions. We will be posting that on our website. It's a course from 4 to 8 to Wednesdays, of the 9th and 16th, 4 to 8 p.m. It's designed to teach parents, students, family members, caregivers, teachers, students, peers, neighbors, health and human service workers who may be experiencing some type of mental health challenges. It's basically a toolkit that we are presenting essentially in-house for our students. Sign-ups will be online. And the last thing that I spoke with Dr. Cajun about is we are going to begin taking a look over the summer months and going into next year at the weighting of our honors versus AP for grades. So for example, right now every student who takes an honors or an AP course, additional 7 points is added into their cumulative GPA. So we're taking a look at, in terms of researching other districts, best practice, trends, and wondering and determining whether or not we want to take a look at whether or not our AP courses should potentially be receiving more weight than the honors level courses. Because currently right now, honors and AP are both given another 7 points. So that's a discussion that's going to start happening over the next couple of months.
What's our student population next year in the alternative school? We're graduating 9 this year.
We always aim to have, we have space for 10.
Uh-huh.
So we are looking to start filling the spots again. We have a list.
Oh, really?
Of students. So basically what happens is the student is being recommended for the alternative school. There's an application process that gets filled out. We meet with the families. We meet with the students. We go over the specific criteria for each of the programs. And so, usually we start the year with less than 10, and then throughout the course of the year, some of our students who may be struggling to make up credit, to advance in credit, those are students that we start to, be able to kind of help pull into the program.
So that makes 22 students over the last 3 years who graduated
Absolutely.
From that program.
Yeah.
It's highly successful for us. That makes an impact. That's great. 22 students wouldn't have graduated without it. Well done. Thank you. And that concludes, you finished, Leslie?
Yeah.
That concludes our, and unless there are questions, our report for this evening.
Do we have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Balderman, Ms. Pisone?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Gary.
Brings us to the Manasquan general items. Do we have a motion, or does anyone need anything separated out at items 15 through 23? Any questions on items 15 through 23? Do we have a motion for items 15 through 23?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater, Mr. Serino?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Patana?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Karen.
Brings us to the Manasquan Sending District general items. Items 24 through 49. Does anyone need anything separated out? Items 24 through 49. Any questions on items 24 through 49? I just have a quick comment on item 25. That's the formal resolution that will be going to the governor, asking him to rescind all the provisions of Executive Order 175 for next year, so the local school district can make all the rules on how we open our school district. And that'll also go to the state, the whole state senate, and our local representatives. Do we have a motion for items 24 through 49? Mr. Balderman? Mr. Hovater?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Gary.
Does anyone have any old business they'd like to discuss?
Just if I may, It is old, I mean, because you just voted on it. But the recommendation for number 25 on the agenda was unanimously approved. Realize that. So everybody's name will be associated with it. Okay? Good? So just point, that's all.
Any new business? Okay, that will bring us to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are of confidential or of one of nine subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which a public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items: collective bargaining, MEA sidebar agreement number 5, and personnel matters.
May I add
number one?
Yes.
Can I add one?
Number one.
And number one, confidential matters per statute of court order.
And confidential matters per statute or court order.
Sorry.
That's okay. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Mrs. Pollack?
Mina.
Mr. Hoveter? All in favor?
Aye.
A motion to reconvene to public session?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Balderman? Roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Masson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Gattani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretta? Mrs. McGarry? Yes. Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We have quorum.
Brings us to the Manasquan personnel. So we have a motion for item 53. Mrs. Pollack? Mr. Hoveter?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Harry?
Brings us to the Manasquan Sending District's personnel. Do we have a motion for items 54 and 55? Mr. Balderman? Mr. Angolia?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mrs. Cartaya?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Harry?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mrs. Passone? All in favor?
Aye, aye, aye.
Have a good night.
What?